Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to third for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Weiss reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball for an out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gatte strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiss bunts towards second. Knoop picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knoop. Weiss moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Romano moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron is thrown out after the base hit. Romano scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gatte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Weiss picks up the ball and throws it to Hansen, who tags the runner out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weiss bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Noop covering, for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Bob Lee now pitching. Albie Pearson now playing right field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Cater scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. McCraw scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Noop reaches second base with a double. Gatte moves to third. Buck Rogers pinch hits for Phil Roof. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall pinch hits for Albie Pearson. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Willie Smith pinch hits for Paul Schall. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gatte scores. Noop scores. Rogers moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing right field. Buck Rogers now catching. Willie Smith now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock strikes out. One out. Kostin Shockley pinch hits for Bob Lee. Kostin Shockley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knoop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye F. Rom Comiskey Park in Chicago.